Rishus Avimari. We're in the middle of the sugya of Dovah Charif. Last time we focused on four questions in the Beis Meir, which we have to remember over here. Let me just discuss one question: how much does it travel into another? Is it klipa and netilo or kuloi? The way the Mechaber paskins is netilo. The way the more paskins is chadchila kuloi b'dieven netilo. What the word b'dieven means is machlokes of kivegi and shach. Does it mean when a klipa iser? Does it mean right away or could it mean something else? That was one question. The second question is: the gedder over here by a sack and cut something, is it a nichel gedder of knot by knot, or is it club of one knot? Taisus prechodesh wants to pass on away. The gedder of a knot by knot has all the klomas out decay surveys. The meisa, the words of the paiskim, the prim gadim says chilil lozos. The words of mechaber the amah. The local meisa give the gedder of a one knot over here, not a case of two knots. Third question is: what's the loch and the gate to any of the yomer? The Maram brought down by the Rosh, one say those who want to make in Lumchas Piyotoi, Vavadu, were Machm over here. Then the fourth question over here is what's the Chalgad of Charif? Rabbi Yechiel wants to say Dafku, it says in the Sugya, Snoin and Silko, and the Koyach of Cultus. Mash Eking, all the Rishonim want to disagree. I'd say it means everything, and Rosh Choshev for everything. What came out came along the base mayor, and he says, Loch Lamaisel, when you have three of them, that means not a case of Snoin, the Gemara's case. And the case of Enim Ben Yomai, and the case that could be a situation not by not, all three together, b'di'evid, when you already cut the onions with a flesh and a knife, you put inside something of smilchiks, or vice versa, then the mice will come out to the food. That was the base mayor, b'di'evid. Once it was done, that means you cut the onions, the milk and knife, and you threw it into the cholent already. You're right, that means if you cut the onions, the milk and knife, you did not put inside the cholent. That a vadu you did not do. Once inside the cholent already, then he wants to be makel. We point out two things. Number one, that those discreet. Prim Gadol says that and says not that way. The Prim Gadol Chacham that argues. The Machlokes the place to go like the base mayor. And number two, even if you go with the base mayor, it's a dafka, a case of cutting it with the onion, not a case of bishul. That's how they want to answer the Ramah. It's not a case of base. It seems to answer when you have to eat tzurufim. That's a case of a bishul. Mash enkin, a case of cutting with your knife.
He said that.
What?
He said that one of the.
He says, "Prat roif tashmisha." He says, "Prat." He says, "Zulas tonight." Two tshuvim. Oh, prat for oidem. Another idea over here of roif tashmisha. That's like another thing he throws in.
It's worse than.
No, he's just saying.
No, prat. We have another swell here. Roif tashmisha.
He's also said that because they love the dafka of milk and knife.
No, in the base mayor there's no difference. We'll get to our sugya, we'll see if there may be a difference.
It can be worse than bishul.
No, bishul is worse. That means they will not have the three tzuvim in the case of bishul. You take an onion, a cook in a milchig pot, you fry the milchig pot, now you want to put the onion inside your cholent. Numerous paiskim, I know there are those who take the base mayor, eat my bishul, but they have a cash there among against them. Who like find certain paiskim over here? But the Maisa Pashas is where the Devayatsu says, and the Baal Shulchan says, the base mayor is dafka a case of cutting with a knife, not taking the onion and cooking it in a pot. Fine. With that idea, we have to apply it, of course, to our situation. We have to remember it, because you always have the base mayor to mitzdarif. Now let's put that to the side and get to our sugya, and then we'll try to put them all together. The ghetto here in Sif Gimel, we have a case of a maducha, a cutting board, or really a case of a mortar and pestle. You have over here a big bowl, you have spice inside, and you're crushing things one inside another. Come on, the locha, and the mechanshi is said over here, that we have this, they're not cutting over, there's no cutting with a duch over here, a pressure, except you're crushing one thing against another, and therefore go out from the maducha, from the bowl, inside the onion, or inside the spice. I mean, the chiddush of gimel is there's no knife, there's nothing sharp here, zero sharp. You have a mortar and a pestle. I mean, you have a little bowl over here that's crushing things inside of a bowl, and you're crushing it. And kamlung alach is from this bowl over here. It's going from the bowl inside your spices. That's the chiddush over here. Once we have this chiddush, leads to a question: what about when you are using a knife and you have a cutting board? You're cutting it into a plate. We have a alach over here that, again. The knife goes inside the food. Does a cutting board go inside the food? Is a cutting board like the case of Machdashis? What's the swab here to discuss the chilik or what the machalik? The idea over here is that basically anytime you use something, a knife to cut, so the different types of knives, there's a shoichet knife, there's a moyel's knife, or there's a razor. Those all three are the same thing. What's cutting it is the sharpness of the blade. The side of a shoichet knife is you do not need pressure on the other side to cut. The blade itself is sharp enough to cut. A razor is a blade itself a sharp enough to cut. The side of a scissor is a blade itself cannot cut. You need pressure from both ends. Most of our knives we have in our kitchen over here, whether it's the standard knife you have or the sharpened knife you have, you always need on the other side pressure from the other side. You just take it and hit, touch it, it will not cut. A razor does cut. I mean, for example, I was once walking through Shah Shechem with a bunch of people, and an Arab was passing by, and he was touching people on the cheek. Every after a while, they touched themselves on the cheek, there's blood there. He had a little razor inside his hand, touching people. I got punched in the face, guy behind me got stabbed in his back. Fine. Ishia, I can tell my father now, it's 25 years later. But my said, the idea of a razor is it touches you, cuts. No pressure. People like what's going on over here. That's the side of a razor. The idea of a regular knife is pressure. So the question over here now is, by every cutting board, when you chop and dice and slice your onions into your cutting board, so the board go back inside your onion. That means, is the board flay shakes or onions flay shakes? We don't care about the knife. Is the board the same yisugah as the machteshes? That's the shaila. Come over to Sefer Yeshua, Yusatam L'chok L'sodom. He wants to tell him, no. You said it's daf machteshes, the whole pula is we need pressure versus pressure. Therefore, by cutting board, we'll not have this chumra over here. We'll not apply this concept over here. I said Hashem, you come on Chokhmah Zodim and quote Shmati Zodim and Kilim Zodim. Doesn't know why. We have Machteshes, there's pressure. We need pressure to cut with a knife. And therefore, if you take a milchika, take an onion, a pair of onion, cut with a milk knife and a fleshy cutting board, the onion is strafe. Mama strafe. Why? Because the knife went inside the onion, the milk went inside the onion, the board with fleshy went inside the onion, and the onion is strafe. How much? Well, get a ball. Kod mechab, kod amon, etila, kulo, how much? Well, mama, it's straight over here. Why is nichol built upon the side of Machtash, out of Sif Gimel over here? Aloch l'maiso. Someone, at least, would start to say, if you're sure, however, from Kugur, or the Marsham, or by the Shulchot, they come along, they say, a bad word could go, aloch l'maiso, like the Chokot Sodom. The Mignal and the Yashim would say, but Avachur, if he said, I'm still in the Chathchila, we go like this concept, we choshes that any cutting board that you cut into has the gedder of being just like a Machteshes, it goes from the board without, there's no Dukhka there per se, except it's coming from the other end, and from the cutting board it will go inside the onion. A very important insight over here.
How's the cutting board going to be? It's going to be fleshy. How's
it going to be? So we'll get to maybe the Eben Oizel Chavadas, who goes out the onion into the cutting board. Or you put half things on top of it.
Like people cut on top of it?
People cut things. You want double kush.
Saying
we're double kush also.
That's another
fine. Fine, but the concept first. Again, a good rule, there's a bunch of truth to deal with. You always have to remember the base mayor, you have to remember how the world got fleshy. You always have to remember a bunch of things. But that's where the Yisoid Shabai, that a cutting board will go inside the onion. Because there's pressure over here. Now, what's nichel in the get of a cutting board? So, say, Davach Ruyev or Berkowitz says, let's say you're cutting something lightly, do not really need the pressure in the back. I mean, if you have, let's say, a challah board that's made out of wood, people don't cut that hard, because after a while it makes all these scratches inside. You cut. Don't really need the pressure in the back. It's easy to cut with your knife. So, maybe it's not nichel in the get of a machteshes. Or let's say something that's cream, don't really need the pressure in the back. Something that's very soft. You're cutting a baked apple, very easy to cut. So a lot of dafkin need the cutting board. If you do not really need the pressure in the back, fine, you can start telling me it's not nichol this side. But let's say you're really dicing onions or vegetables, those things, you're really cutting very hard, there's pressure on both ends. Therefore, it should be nichol in the category of machteshes, and therefore go from the cutting board inside the onion. That's what Sefer Yeshua wants to say, and that's the Chokhmah Sodom Nogin, correct. Sefer Yeshua says only Machteshes, that's the whole pool over here, and not a cutting board, and says the Chokhmah Sodom, no. Because everything you're cutting needs pressure in the back. Yes, that's the argument. That's the two sides over here. So if it's fleshy, that means, for example, let's say you're using a pair of a knife on your onion on a fleshy cutting board. Says it double charif, that's for chosh for the onion being fleshiks. The chosh for being fleshiks. Now, what happened to the knife? Now, the question.
Let's say you have a part of a cutting board, a fleshy
onion, the part of a knife. Oh, so now my father is going to make a question. Till now, we're discussing the knife goes into the onion or the cutting board goes into the onion. What if I can't? What now happens from the onion to the knife, the onion to the cutting board? Two different questions you have to know. What's locking the gate to the knife? What's locking the gate to the cutting board? So let's put now the Chokhmah under the side, we'll get back to this question on cutting boards, and lead to the next sugyo, or what they call the Evan Oizen and Chavadas. That's what we're really building to over here. I mean, you have to always remember there's a base mayor, then there's a Chokhmah Adam. These are the names, like everyone learns Vestis, like there's a base mayor and the crazy, or Zero. So these are names, the base mayor, the Chokhmah Adam. So now we get the Evan Oizen and Chavadas. That's the name you gotta know. Those are the names over here. Anytime a Chokhmah knows, these are the names. Fine. The next sugyo. This question over here, till now we're discussing, be very clear. going into the onion. Right? Again, the knife into the onion, cutting bone into the onion. The question now, fakir. My father's asking, and the question is, what about fakir? From the onion into the knife. Now, you can make it confusing, discuss two knives. Let's make a simple case, make it a little less confusing. I know I can be very talented to make it very confusing. Let's try to make it a little bit less confusing. So let's say you take a onion and you cut it with a fleishig knife. One knife. Take that oven and put it, that onion, and you put it into your parva blender. What's that blender? I mean, I'm switching from two knives because say knife, you get confused. Knife and blender. We have two cases here. You cut with an onion with a fleishig knife, one case. You put the onion in the parva blender. What's the halacha of that blender? Is it parva or is it not fleishig? Simple question. Happens all the time. I get the question all the time. My shayla kachayu, my house also, and everyone's houses. Fine. Now the question, what's the halacha? So the building point they're coming from is the halacha in Siman Tov Nun Aleph in Sifta Zayin. There's a case of a matucho in the Mechaber, the case of Pesach. The question over there is how to kasher negeir to Pesach. The Mechaber Amor is a case of Libun, the case of Akolo. In the case over there, why to kasher matucho? You're putting spices upon it. So where else explained by Klibon Noisa Kalim? You put chometz, you put bread with spices together, be'en, and you're putting it inside the matucho. A crushing be'en over there. Crushing be'en. So if so, you're crushing be'en. So you have bleas that are going one to another. That's be'en. Come on the Magavram and says over there, building upon this case, U'min hai taimo, isim shloikidin. Klaisel do shloikidin. They take, and he switches the case from chometz to bosom b'chol of the Magavram. They take zangvil. Zangvil is a spice. It's brought down over here. That's one of the shvacha davachrifs over here. The shvacha davachrif. They cut it with a sakin shel basar. Therefore, what happens, zangvil comes now fleishig. Then they put it inside of the meducha. And now the meducha is belaya basar. The meducha is fleishig. Afterward, they put it inside besamim. I assume the besamim is nichol getter being sharp. And it goes out from the meducha back to the besamim. And they take the besamim and they eat it together with milchix. Isim shloikidin. That means the Magavram is being very clear that what happens over here, your cunning goes to be knifed into your zangvil, that's peseta, that's ausakir. Well, the zangvil is being belaya inside the maducha. It went from the spice into the maducha. A massive chiddush, more than what's said by us. Us discussing from the utensils to the oichel. It says the Magavram went from the oichel to the utensil to the maducha. Now you look at the makor over there, again, the locha over there is discussing be'en, you have chometz be'en. Came along with Ravam and switched to the case of Basim B'chalav and Belias. He went to the case of Belias. That's his Yechidosh over here. That goes, a blur will go inside the Meducha. Now, what's in the Meducha? About it goes after the Meducha when you put the Basim. They're eating with Basim B'chalav. Shloikidin. First, that's Yisoid. Come along with Prima Godim, he says he doesn't understand. We have over here the Zagvil. Has a Belias inside. Did the blur go out? Sim Kufay says Zayin. Belias did not go out. How's the world going inside the Meducha? It's not going out. Leahs do not go out. It's an oichel, it won't come out. Says the Prim Gadol, it makes the Kimto. You know why? Since over there by the Meducha, they're grinding them so well, making it to the level of Kemach, like flour. Kemach, we know, it's a Mekuf test. We're talking about the Kalim, and it's a Ged of Lach. It's a case of Lach. It's not a case of Leahs over here. It's a case of Be'en over here. Because it's Lach, it's a liquid over here. And therefore, the reason why the Magavram being Machma over here is because it's going inside. Mitzad, there's Mamosh's Mamish over here that's going inside your Maducha. You would grind it up, it comes into a powdered form, it comes parade. And therefore, once it comes parade, it's a get of Lach. Lach, that's Be'en. That's not Belias.
We never saw the Kemach being used in this way.
That's the Prima Gomer. That means that's how much bothered the question, how he had to make up such in the Kimto and for the Mogavram. Really, he's asking the Eben Oizen Chav, that's the Kasha. That's what he's asking. He's asking the Kasha. And he had to ask the Mogavram, Vada Kimbi, can design the Mogavram. It must be paraded, made to lock one out. So, first, this is the by the Seng over here. You read clearly, Eben Oizen and Chavdas did not learn that way the Mogavram. Certainly not learn that way. That means the Pasha Mogavram is not the way. That's Aleph. Second is, come along with Hasham with the Yad Yehuda, they point out to say this Nichol and Lach in Kuftes, fine, that's the Ger to Hatim Meshar. But to say this Nichol and Be'en, the word of the Yad Yehuda is Enoklom. It's not Be'en, it's still Obliya. Enoklom, that's ridiculous. Fine. Number three, just one, the Mishabu over there, there are two Mishabuas over there. One, he brings down the Mogavram, and then he brings down later on this Aloch and Sif Yud Ches. Over there, discussing the Mechaber, a case of a Ribbizen, a greater. You have to go Kashin on Pesach. Why do you have to kashrut when you use on Pesach? Because the person, when he makes chayin, We'll use a sakin that has chometz, and therefore we cut the chen sakin chometz, and then use the grain over here. Says the Mechaber, you cannot use it on Pesach unless you kasher it. Says the Mogar Avam, why do you have to kasher it for? He says, because there are sometimes over here that when you use the chen, also you have pieces on top of your grater. And therefore you cannot clean it that well, and therefore you have to kasher it for Pesach. Now the question, why discuss about the blias? Why discuss about the be'en? Discuss about the blias over here. So very clear, read the Mogar Avam, why? Because he said the second thing that you're using over here, it's not cutting a charef by the greatest cucumber, is something with parable. So the only reason you have to kasher, because the second thing, over by us discussing zangbel and number seven. By the chrein case, by Rabbi is discussing chrein and then cucumbers. So echlam, we need to discuss the case of ben. Says the Mishnah Brewer over there, we come along and says, we sit over the case the same, whatever by Rabbi is in, we have to worry about the bliyah shabal of a chrein. Now there's no lach over there, there's no kemach over there. And he says clearly that Magavam says true with Mamoshes. Kemal Mishmur said we also have to worry about the Blias. That means he clearly does not understand Pshat to the Magavam like the Prima Garden, discussed the case of Lach. And it goes inside the Kliyavir.
How did the Chametz get into the knife in the first place?
How the.
With heat?
Not
sharp.
Heat. How the Chametz. No, it's bread. You chop it, you use spicy bread. Again, you do it right. No, you mix. You have a mixture, and you're cutting your grain. You're grating bread together with the grain together. One after another, they're still there. It's not cleaned.
We're handling the bleas,
not the mama. No, Moshe Brewer says bleas by the grain. By the of Zangvil, or by the revisor.
The revisor.
So again, so we have again this Prima Garden Mechidish in the Mogarvam. The Maaseh Chavdas Eben Noizim did not learn that way. The Svar Shvay is like timing like the Masham. The Yadu does not make too much sense. Number three, the Mishmur would not learn that way. The fine that Pashas we have a Mogarvam saying immense of Chidish over here. And it goes from the onion inside the kli. Loch Maaseh Kamlung the Chai Odom and the Chochmas Odom, which is the same person. The Kamlung says that Loch Maaseh also like the Mogarvam does not make a difference. It goes not only from the kli to the Oichel, but from Oichel to the kli. And if the Mishmur is very clear, Pashas that way. Then we have Mishbura, Chokh Mazadim, Magavram. Usually that's how we usually paskin. They come on the paskin, Lach Lamaisa. That goes from the onion, also the case of a kli. That means, if you just call simple understanding, you take your onion, you cut on the flesh knife, put it in your parva blender. What's your blender? Fleshiks. No, they end off, but nighttime, Boston, Macholov. They say, Mishbura brings the words of Magavram word for word, nothing to do with the chomets. Not a key user. Therefore, if you read the Mishbura, your blender is now fleshiks. And you put it in something afterward that's charif, will happen. Or come fleishik, even milk, that's Magavram's case. Your blender is fleishik, that's the Mishnah Brua, Chokh Mazadim, Magavram.
Yeah.
Salah Sheni.
That's why you should have three blenders.
Salah Sheni. We have a come on the Chavadas, and Loisa, the first thing we know is a Pasha before Shushachna that way. The Loch and Sim Kuf Chabez and Sev Gimel that discusses Negev Sugim Charif. That we know the Loch of Charif makes any Ben Yomai into a Ben Yomai. Says Ramal, let's say you have Charif boiling hot inside your pot, it blows inside your pot. You wait a week afterwards and now you cook something else inside of it that's not Charif. Does a Belia turn into any Ben Yomai? Or just like an idea of Charif makes any Ben Yomai into Ben Yomai? If you have cooked onions inside your pot or jalapeno inside your pot, and a week later, you use the pot for spaghetti. Is the jalapeno nichna get a ben yomai? No, Maisa, anything inside a pot turns into nois tam lafkal and ain't ben yomai. So it says a shach in tzadikai, bring down the ramon kuf chabez. So it's also nichna get a ben yomai. That means no matter what you, what happened, how it went in, whether it went in being case of charif or not, when it turns into ben yomai, it's good you say to know. On that, come along the shach, it says, let's say now you have a bliya bosser. When do you start the clock when you have charif afterwards? That means, for example, everyone knows we have bosser at 10 o'clock, you have water at 12 o'clock. When do you count 24 hours from? Say for Shuma, some cook gimel some zayin. You count from the bosser, not from the water. If you have isser and then you have water, we go from the water. Let's say you have heter bosser and then you have charif. Do you count 24 hours from the charif or do you count 24 hours from the bosser? What's the sword to come along and say? Come along the shach, it's a loch l'maisa. We still go from the bosser and not from the charif. Why? Think about it. Come along the chavadas evno yizer, l'maisa, why is that so? We should go from the bosser into the charif. The charif rejuvenates it, starts all over again, it goes back inside. So why aren't we saying that for? So Kabbalah says we make a right over here against the Magar Avraham. What's the Magar Avraham? What's the time that it goes from the
knife?
No, from the onion to the knife. Onion to the knife. The other way, here also, the fact it went from the Khrif inside the pot back to the pot, nifle get of naparnat. It's a clear right against the Magar Avraham. That shach that says that we count the clock from Fleishik and not from the Khrif against the Magar Avraham. That's his right. Oh, we'll get to Lumdus. But first we have the Raya's. Then we have a Shach that's against it. Pashis, look over there, a couple of face. Also, the Chodesh brings down the same Shach, also is against it. The Prima Godim has this Kasha that cannot be Pshat Magar Avraham. I mean, Prima Godim does not understand the way for Magar Avraham. Prima Godim does not hold the Chavadas and Evan Ozer. Who argues? Prima Godim argues with Maestro. And therefore, the Evan Ozer argues, and the Chavadas argues, Yeshua Yaakov argues, the Beis Meir beginning the Sim brings down this concept, and he also argues, Kiva Ege argues, Shalom Eshu argues, Yad Yehuda, Archa Shulchan, Chaz Nish. Race from a go against the Shavuot, Chof was other Magar Avraham. Most of them went this way. First, Avada, we don't do that. Because there is a Mishavuot, and there is a Chof was other, and there's a Magar Avraham. We don't do that. Aleph. If it's done, now we have to know why, what the Lumdus is and how to apply it.
Always.
It's on recording. Always. Now the question is, what's the Lumdus and how to apply it? There can be two reasons over here, how to understand this concept over here. One is, come first to Evan Ezer, again, some have on the page, some have on the back. He says, the side over here, the Nevada, it goes from the case of the onion to the utensil. But what is the Lumdus of not by not? He speaks out very clearly. The idea of not by not is, Basar, when it goes into your pot, it does not have the full amount of Basar, it goes a little bit less inside your pot. So not Rishon. When it goes from your pot into your spaghetti, it goes even less. It makes it even more kolish, more weak. It's a not by not. That's the sort of regular not by not. Chirif, what does it do? When the basar goes inside your pot, is one not. It goes inside your onion, now it takes out the whole entire tam. That means when it's not chirif, only takes out part of the tam and makes it weaker. Masha Enkin, when it goes inside to the chirif over here, it takes out the whole entire tam. Therefore, it says, Masha Enkin, when you're going from the chirif to the pot, the other way around, you won't go into the utensil over here. That is nechal get a not by not. It transfers. 100% it transfers. Like the Magar Avraham says. Well, that's called not by not. Not by not, lemaisa. We make it, but the evidence, shita lachilo, but the evidence, whatever the machabed amal shitas are inside the case of bays. But has a get of a not by not. That means charif just brings out the whole time, but when it transfers.
It can't be better than meat itself.
So we nechal get a not by not. Fine, and the cloud napanat not to look at chilo. Once it's the right, cloud. And but the evidence get the evidence might make it. Fine, that's the evidence as you said that it does transfer. Magar Avraham is right, but the level that transfers it transfers into a not by not, and not by not. But the evidence might make it. That's one malach. This evidence is mahalach again. The Chanush says that's the main yisoid over here. Today, Chodeshani Mizil Obach says that's the main lumdus over here, and that mahalach is brought down again. The Chavdas he agrees to it. He says you're correct. He agrees to it. He says he has a different reason. Kibegi says that he agrees to it. Yad Yehuda. Numas Achonim go with this Mahalach. Atzad Hasheni, come to the Chavadas and says, Noch a Mahalach. That means you have one Mahalach, why the amount of transferring is a Shvachat transfer. That seems to be the Shachat pre-Chodesh Kufcha Beis. It's a Shvachat transfer, not Banat. A second Mahalach come to the Chavadas and seems to be the Prima Godim that went, this Mahalach doesn't transfer at all. The Loch is, clearly does not go with any Reitiv. A Beluah, some of his blog, some of his Zion does not go also. There is no transfer over here. Nothing you said is transferring except as a shvachet transfer. Nichol lekal not by not. It did not transfer at all, not a kiyuza. Therefore, the amount that went from the onion to the blender, zero. Nothing went. Not it went not by not. Nothing went over here. And that malach says about the shulchan, that's the ikka malach over here. There is not because of the roitiv, because no heat.
No heat.
No, not as moisturized. No, our seats need heat over here to transfer. Blua won't come out. Blias don't come out. Oh, we'll get to that. That's what he himself ended up with that Nachmina Chavadas. But first, he searched
him. He leaves the knife into the onion the first time.
Right, it comes out from the knife into the oichel. Because we know the loch and simukuf esiv zain to leave an oichel is much easier. Right, the Mechabal says from Eichel would not go with Kachush. From a Kli, would go out with Kachush. Right, that's easier. That's Kofes of Zayin. That's Ramah. Right, Shachat does explain why. It doesn't have any natural blias. Everyone knows that. Fine. That's it. For you.
Yeah.
Chal on top of a crackpot. Right?
Yeah,
no, you know? That's the case. As you always tell me, so Say back.
That's the case.
That's the case.
That's the case. Saying over here, goes out. Wait for the food,
right. That's your side over here. So again, we have two reasons. The question is, which one's the ick reason? Some of Swarm say the ick is the Chavadas. Some say the Evan. Oh, you said something nice? We go with both. The Maisel comes out. When you have both, that means the case of the blunder over here, when it's part of a blunder, you have both. You have side of the Evan Oizer, side of the Chavadas. Over there, what do Aloch Lamaisel? So again, I have my house. I went over to Avruben, or Choshab is asking what you're doing. We said, Lamaisel be the Evan of the Makel. We keep that being part of over here. And therefore, Rav Reisman says that way, Rav Berkowitz says that way. And numerous from say, Lamaisel will go that way, Aloch Lamaisel be the Evan. Hagam with Evan Oizer. Keep it powerful. We'll keep the blender parable. No, so fine, we'll keep it parable. Fine, we'll leave it as parable.
Say it's
not for that. Fine, now there are those, there's a Sefer Dovah Chirif in the Piskei Tshuvas, he wants to say it's roi, it's fit to agala to it, agama's motor, or the Barashuk the Mokhim Sarah to Michael. The Ilm seems to say over, number one, when the Chavadas and the Emnois of both them, and especially, don't forget the base mayor. Come on, every time you have the base mayor. Right, it's not in the silka. It's not like it's usually in the over here, and also you have to not by now over here. So you always have the base mayor. So the base mayor with the Ebenezer and the Chavadas, the Swarm Sayyid and Maisa, we leave it as is. Fine. That's when you have it both as far as. What happens when you have one without the other? We have a kula, we'll get the cases. Wait. Different things, step by step. Fine. First, what happens when you have one without the other? That means, for example, take one case. You have something that's the blue is shaman over here. Blue is shaman over here. That means when you have something that blue is shaman and you put a kli on top of it, will it go out or not? So, Be'ikin the place can say, the kochish, again, by oichel be there. Simakov Hesiv Zayin says, we have blia that's kochish, would not go out, blia shaman from oichel to oichel will go out. What are the blia that is going from an oichel to a kli? So, Kamal, most places can say, from Eichel directly, the Maisa will not go on with Kachas. When Shaman the Maisa, it will go out over here. We'll go out. That's Maisa, how the Taz says it. And it's the Konta Zayin in Simon Kofay. And most people, by the way, not like Chavadas over there. What about over here with the case of Charif? That means you have a case of a that's blue, that's inside the Eichel over here, that's Shaman. We'll go to the case by Duchka and Kamal and Aser the Koni board over here. I'm sorry, not the other way. And yeah, Aser the blend over here. That means you have over here your onion, cut with a fleshy knife. Let's say you're American, you meet Ray Schumann, Ray Geschmack, no, fine from Argentina. What?
We
always get him out too, but first he said, but you don't know. By please, we say we are Bikim, says the Shach. We are Bikim. So again, you know you had a fatty piece of meat over here, your knife, your fleshy, you cut your onion, and now your onion went to your blender. You have Shamin over here. The Shamin case over here will go out or not. They gave a case of Dukko. That's the Shalom Nachrenim. It's come along the Marsham, he brings down the Beis Shlomo and Tshuva, he wants a Taino, and you read the Chavadas, it seems to go this way. But by case of Shaman, the Maisa would go out. But you would not have the Heter of the Chavadas. Chavadas says it would not go out. Maisa will go out over here. It's out of Shady in Marsham. And the Yadudah says, no, Maisa, the only time it goes out, the gate to heat. But when the gate to not a case of heat, by Duchko, it will not go out, side by Koch, side by Shaman. The question is, what would you do with this blender when you're getting cut with a fleshy knife? This onion, and has shamus inside. So the Maisa, numerous from say, you lost the Chavadas, you only left with the Ebenezer. You only left with the Ebenezer. So in this case, well, the halacha be. So again, then you can get about, let's see, usually I have the base mayor, and I have the idea of the Chavadas over here. So base mayor, some people want with Semachan, fine, a lot of people want Machmer. So you have the Ebenezer over here. You lost the Chavadas over here. So fine, the correct thing is Duagola, that's the correct thing. If not, depends on what happens, the matzah situation, the yishlod and the yishlain. But again, when you lose one of the reasons, the choish to agalo. That means even the base mayor, they point out, is not coming to matzah the kelim, or kasher. It's discussing not to have a hefsid, losing the food. The base mayor is discussing, you took the onion and put it inside your chulin. Throw it in the garbage, you lose it. But kelim, go kasher. What's the big deal? Go kasher. Put it in a magic shelf and go kasher itself. Fine, but maisa, you go kasher. So, that is the correct halacha. Again, you'll hear people might still be makel yeshlot. That's one case. Let's take another case. You cut your onion with a milchiger knife. Now, after you cut it with a fleshiger knife, happens. Guy told me he took an onion. They cut it with a milchiger knife. Put in the refrigerator. He knows a little bit about Isra Heter. She knows you have to cut it with a klipa. So he cut it with a klipa. Fine. Took the onion and put in the rest of it into the cholent.
Tila.
Right. So why is the guy did not know enough? He did klipa, not the tila. The maisa has to be 1 inch. He only did klipa. Maisa did boss. What's the loch over here, right?
That's
so right, not no one being on klipa, only the tila. The guy says he knew, and he made a mistake. The guy tells me the maisa. So negate the onion maisa is treif. That's clear. Negate there for a second doesn't make a difference. For a second, besides the question is, what's the loch of negate to the second second? Do you have to cash the second second? This guy, what he did. Did you have to cash it? So I'm being very clear. I said, first he came with a milk knife. Why with a milk knife? What's the difference? Because when he came with a milk knife, what's the case? What are you cutting usually? You're cutting cheese. What's cheese? We know the sugyo panadish, and it's the matag dalad. Shall it people the teal of a silk case of kochosh? That means your milk knife, the bleeds that are going inside, what's your pizza? What are you cutting that's milk already? It's kochosh. So the only thing you have inside your knife might be a case of kochosh. So let's say you first cut with your milk knife, and after you cut with your fleshka knife, or you put inside your fleshka blender, is your blender the maiso? You have to cash the blender now. What's the shail over here? L'chur, in this case, do you have the heter of not by not? It's not by not the yisura. That means, why going from milk to fleshka? Because that means if Kiv Eger wants to answer how to ask the yisur not by not, we'll talk about not by not, but the atero. But here,
this onion, this cut with a milk knife,
and then cut with a fleshka knife or the fleshka blender.
The onion becomes this.
What's he discussing? The bleed is going now to make possible chal inside your second knife. Okay, cut for the milk knife and the fleshka knife. The fleshka knife is a question of not banat of what?
We're going to point to Evan Oizer, it's not. You cut the second cut coming straight from the onion.
That means, and I kept saying until now, parva, 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 the second time. Now the second utensil is fleshix. Now the second utensil, you lost the head to the chavadas. I'm sorry, the Ebenezer.
Because the onion became treif, and then it's going into...
I don't care what the onion is. I'll come to you, it doesn't make a difference.
Are you getting...
It goes from the onion, or the bleeds of cholo, that's going inside your knife, that's a knife fleshix.
Even though it's cholo, it should be maiso.
The whole story is what's not benat to teiro. It's not benat to yisur. That means it's on the time that it transfers, how much is transferring, everything in an apanati sura. That means you're losing the heter or the ebenizer. That means the only time you have both svar is when the second thing is parable. When the second thing is fleshix, you lose the ebenizer. Partially, there's no hetter not by not over here. You lose it. Therefore, Allah Almighty says, "Chacham Adam brings down this case." Almighty asks it by Shulchan says, "Vada to Agolo." Again, of course, Magavam Yavada Koy Mishbuah Vada Yavda Koy Masham. They come along the time that you might see to kasher it. That means again, if your blender is fleishix and you cut it over the milk knife, your blender you're going to have to kasher. As Talasheni from the Prim Godim, he seems to go the Ikamal to the Chavadas. It doesn't transfer. Almighty, he's Mekel. You had to do Almighty says Mekel. Doesn't want time to my sense mutter. Void, you have to always besarf part of the base mayor. You don't have the whole base mayor over here. Because you have which sword do you have? You have three things in the base mayor. Maybe what? It's Dafkit's noin. Fine, here's the onion. The loch over here, that's Eimin Yomai. Say it, usually it's Eimin Yomai. But the idea of not banata teri, you don't have. You don't have the base mayor over here. That means you don't have the base mayor. You don't have the Ebenezer. You left with the Chavadas. To be Mekel.
Why is it the first onion?
The onion has to be as a b'chalav now. Now you cut with the second on the second knife. It's fleshix. Or you put it in the fleshix blender, right? If the onion now that's milk, it goes into the blender. So the blender has b'lias of boss b'lias of chalav. That's not benati syrup. The blender to b'lias.
Even though
it's cold. It's b'lias of boss b'lias of chalav and not benat. That's called not benati syrup. So it comes out that you're left with the Chavadas. Fine, you have to know how to deal with that. Avada, the correct, for sure over here, you lose the base mayor. Avada, this case over here, Avada, the correct thing to cash it. That's partial. That means you think about it. You cut first with a fleshika knife, and then with the milk knife, the other way around, you don't have not the Chavadas, not the Ebenezer, not the base mayor, you have nobody. You're left with the idea that basically, you don't have anybody. Not basically, the Chavadas Ebenezer. You have to realize that. That means, again, you have to make a cheshbon over here, always, these situations. Fine. Now let's get back to our cutting board case. We'll start that together with this. That means we have to base mayor, Chavdat Zevanoizer. Now the Chacham Zodim again, cutting board. Now you have to realize the Chacham Zodim, he quotes base mayor's case, he asks it. He quotes the Chavdat's case, he asks it. The Zevanoizer case, he asks it. The cutting board, he asks it. Chacham Zodim, he one who asks everything, Chacham Zodim, usually I'm sorry, he asks all these cases. That's why the newest forms say, if he can, it's only a mile or two, I'll go all these cases. Even you have to with him, because he asks them all. Fine. Now back to our cutting board over here. Again, back to the cutting board we start off with. Right, you cut an onion.
But it's plastic, it's not
belay. Plastic is belay. I don't know what world you're coming from. It's more belay than probably than I'm attacking this man. I don't know what you're talking about. Fine. And onions are harif. I understand. He says certain things, let's see what happens. Fine. Back to cutting board. You have a flesh knife. You cut into your milk and cutting board, or as Mr. Kaplan says, you know, he goes to people's houses. They cut the flesh knife into the milk and counter, and everything's straight. The knife's straight. The onion's straight. The counter's straight. The mamash, the whole house, everything's straight. But you always, when you give shiur, your mamash tries people cutting the counters. And they cut with the other men. That's the same idea, right? Your counters, milk, like, cut the flesh knife into the counters, charev. Everything's straight. Everything. The whole house is straight. The mice are white. The mice is everything. So then, that's how he starts off. He always starts off very stark. Then he always says, this idea, that idea, all different sources you make. But then he goes back saying, well, it's also fine. So the mice, you have a baya, you cut everything. Now, let's think about it. Again, you're cutting over here the onion with a fleshy knife into the cutting board. Or to milk counter. So according to the Chokh Mazadim, the onion is straight. Why? Because it went from the knife into your onion and the cutting board into your onion. And my father is, what's the loch if I care? What about the knife? What about the cutting board?
You don't have to think about the counter. How did it become milk?
I've been. When you're not around and my kids are in your house, it's not a question. you're going. I heard you're going to America, Minnesota. Fine. Fine. You can discuss how's the milk. There are a couple of ways of discussing milk. Either something you had to have a hot pizza on top of it, or a lasagna, fell on top of it. Or in a case, when you cut into it, an onion, and according to Chavadas, the mice will come out. According to everyone, it comes out. Right? Just cut any onion charif on top of it will come out. Again, it's a chumah, but that's will come out. It's not that hard to make something milk. On the tzad, it comes out. Call the magavam, call the mishibur, call the chalvaz, it comes out. Not there on the fine.
I was wondering how I got cuts in my
camera. Fine. So now, you have over here this case. What's the loch in the gear to you cut an onion, the flesh knife, into your milk counter? So again, the onion is straight. What's happened to the gear to the knife over here? So pashtus, if you go to the Chacham Zodim, it went from the cutting board into your onion. It goes from your onion and into your knife. That's what will happen. Yes. Now, the maisel will come out that according to the Chavadas, it's a nachanat, will not be a problem over here. According to Chavadas, not the mice, it won't come out. According to Chavadas, the mice, the knife will be makel. And also, you might have the tear of the enemy of the yomai. Also, you have the tear of the safe Yeshua, or the Chokh Mazadam. So, again, the swam mice that come out, the correct thing is kashi a knife. That's only the correct thing to kashi a knife. But according to the idea of a nap, not the evanizer, you don't have the evanizer. The Chura, also, you don't usually have the base may over here. So, the only thing you're really left with. It's fine. There's what to be semichal. There's a chavadas over here. The mice won't come out, and the Sefer Yeshua argues. And maybe it's also to see if anyone knows yomai. Therefore, the other certain people will tell you if you make up the evidence. But the correct thing again is the kashi knife. This situation over here. That's to get to your knife. To get to your cutting board. Similar thing. Come on the bottom shulchan, and he wants to tie it. The mice have to answer it. So again, yeah, the same idea. It depends upon the chavadas and the evidence oizer. According to the evidence oizer, the mice to. You will not have the heter, it's Yisroel. According to Chavdas, the Maisa, you can't be Michael. Also, you have a tier, maybe any Yemoi. Lechura, in these cases, when one's Ben Yem, one's Fleishik, one's Molchik, Maisa, the correct thing is to go Kasher it.
And the counter.
If you're Kasher, you should. However, what's also a little bit more common, is when a person takes a pair of a knife, usually people don't cut Fleishik into the milk counter, or milk into the Fleishik counter. What's more common, they cut a pair of into a Fleishik counter. That, what's the loch in that case? Or the comparable in the milk counter. That's a little more of a common case. Tavacharif, an onion. That's a little more common. So again, the correct thing to get to your onion they're cutting should be whatever the thing that's, that the, if it's a flesh counter, be fleshics. One, it's had the Chokh Masadim over here. Fine. But the negate to the sakin over here, they point out, you have the Evanizer. You have the Sefer Yeshua and the Chavdas and the Beis Meir. You have all four. So it's hard to find them a chumra over here, but I'm sure if you want. But Maisa, you have all four reasons over here to be Mekel in the case when it's powerful. The knife again. The knife is powerful. The count is shleishik. The knife you don't have to do anything.
Zero.
That's zero. Again, the knife you have the chavdas and the emunah and the base mayor and the Sefer Yeshua. He would ask everything. Right. He would say you have to cash the knife. Correct. So that means if you want to cash it, call a kavod.
The
knife
is shleishik.
Want to use it for well, powerful. You want to leave shleishik, leave shleishik. For sure, leave shleishik. That's for sure. But is the knife shleishik or not? So the maestro, again, the halacha, we have all four. Yesh, I mean, Lisbach, Vadai. But Machmer, in Lisbach, Halav, in Limchus, Halav, fine. That's a Freudian slip. What? Yeah, the onion of Vadai is correcting. You keep flashing, the chalm is up. Yeah, we'll go from the counter to the onion. Yes, that's correct.
Well, Dais is always use something on top of the counter.
Yeah, the Vada. So what is the correct etza how to use a house? So the art scroll, after he goes through a whole parak to get a Sigur Harif, he ends off with a very simple concept that just like we learned in Sim Pei Dalid, Pei Tes on Sim Dalid, the Anogal Klai Yisrael is brought down to have three knives, Fleishik's milk is a parva. You have a chal knife to cut your chal over there, Pichodesh, the price coming down. The correct Anogal, he writes, is easily to avoid most of these problems by having keeping assortment of clearly recognized label parva knives and all salads to be cut with a parva knife and a parva cutting board. True, in my house you want to save all the issues. And in my father's house, we have three sets of everything. Three sets of fleishik, milk, says the parva, and they get to knives, and they get to cutting boards. Okay. Okay. It's the correct analogy to have a cutting board that is parva, especially cutting onions. If you did not have a parva cutting board, cut it in a plastic plate. Today we have plastic plates, you should cut it inside of that. Otherwise, it always leads to issues and problems and questions. Oh, right. When we had the band-aid, then it's powerful. Then it switches over and you cut the wrong thing and you take it off the band-aid. Fine, so we have, fine, Seder. Anything that has band-aids is the most powerful, right? That's how my parents' house is very makbid. Other people's houses, we try. Fine. That's the gate to this. One other thing over here, is once discussing the sugya of the charif, how do you make something ois charif? That means we know charif is the thing that the Gemara says, knowing chalsa, sulka, and kosher chaltis. We are saying that, come along the mechav, for example, Rambam Shita, Shum, Mitzolim, that Maisa is also charif. And then we have things that are quasi charif. Peres chamutzim. Now, each case has the final Be'er Shom get to next Chaburah. How do you make something is charif? Just to take three cases. Three cases. Number one, by cooking it, to make is charif. The second case, when you put shemen on top of it to make ois charif. The third case, when you have a teruva, it's a mixture of charif and not charif, then make it not being charif anymore. We'll have the coolers of not being charif. Three different cases. First, they get to cooking something, then I'm over here the Peschei Tshuva, Mingzan, Mavruch among the Gedolei Achorinim, the Ben Yosef, the Ben Yaakov, Panam Iris, others, Achlas Sheva, what the loch is. There's a Panam Iris, the Menchazakov, they want Taina, anything that's cooked, anything at all that's cooked, the Maisan loses charifis. It's not sharp anymore. Now, to give it as a klal, commonly the Ber Yaakov Tshuva being done on Ben Yosef, you can't give it as a klal. And in fact, that way, since the Chochmas Adam, I'll bring you the best rayon. Everyone's discussing borscht. Is borscht charif or not? What level, how much? Everyone's saying borscht charif. Borscht is cooked. My parents say it's cooked. Something is cooked. And it's still all the place can bring down, that's charif. So, how in the world do you come along to be Machman, the Taz, the Eliyahu, all saying borscht is charif when it's cooked? So, to give the klal, there's no such klal. The way the place can go, the Kav Chaim, and afterwards the Bada Shulchan and the Berkowitz, the article, they come along and say, Akol Lefi Mois in the Moira. They all have to judge what defines Charif or not. To give a cloud, there's no cloud. But to give one example, the place can do discuss specifically, which is very common, the case of onions. Let's focus now on onions. Again, we'll go with the Senate Shulchan article, onions are Charif. We'll go with that right now. But the Maisa, come along the Nachla Shiva. you keep 1 day or 2 days.
So you won't be keeping anything.
Come along the Nachla Shiva and it brings down brought down on the page by the Be'er Heitiv. And then once Taina that you cook onions, the Maisa loses Charifis. The Nachla Shiva already brought down by the Prim Gonim and Sim Koches, but something cooks loses Charifis. Now when does it lose Charifis? Very important. The Prim Gonim, when he says it over, he says it loses charifis in the beginning of the cooking. The way the Shlam Tzudi says over losing the charif is only the end of the cooking. Betzim, was losing charif is? Not clear. But, and also, what level, the way it's wrote down by Dr. Chubib says, in the case when only was Mavoshul K'maychol Ben Nesoy. Has to be cooked a little bit already. That means it comes out very simple. Onions in the beginning, that means you put onions inside your pot, part of a pot, you take your spoon, miyad, and mix it, that's fleishiks, all transfer. If it's miyad, it's still charif, posh it. At the end, it's fried, and it's now a little bit sweet, then you mix it with a fleishik spoon, the maisa, the spoon's any anyway, miyamay, nothing come out, will not mess it up. The question is, cut the part of a knife and onion, and you put it inside the parva, in the parva frying pan, everything's parva. Now you're frying the onions. You took your spoon by accident, the flesh sugar one, and you start mixing it.
That's regular pound.
What do you have to do with harv?
It's the onion, one of the onions. So I said, that's the question.
What's the sack?
What? It's charef.
Why?
Either bishkul, either when it's cold you need tocha, when it's hot, without tocha. Hot, we're frying it, without tocha. Ha, how you don't need ducha? Likewise, it's our case of bait. I'm all right, you have two cases. Either ducha l'chorev or bishl l'chorev. That's our case also. Clear? So now, are the onions fleishiks? Plain simple question. So you do it miyad, on the fleishiks. You do it at the end, the parva, the onions are parva, no problem. The question is, what happens if you do it 30 seconds in? You always get the question that they don't stir right away, there's no need to, and at the end, there's no really need to. They do it usually in middle. 30 seconds, a minute. What's a locha when you're not sure to then lose charif is beside the sugya of bishul over here? So they point out that if you read the Pesach Chuv over here, he ends off, the Be'er Yaakov himself says, when you're not sure about the charif is, you have a svek sveko. He said, maybe it's not charif, and if it is, we have oim asav the sheet of any ben yomai into the case of ben yomai. That means also, you think about, usually you have the base mayor also. Fine. The case of bishul, not depends how you understand the base mayor. But the Maisa, the Pesach Teshuva says, which is very common, if you're not sure if it was Charifis, and no one knows, so the Chol Olam, he ends off at the end of the day on the case of honor, the Maisa can be Michael.
Sometimes the spoon could be Ben
Yamin. Fine, if it's Ben Yamin, we'll have to correct. Well, that's his Svek Svek over here. That means, he guys said 10 seconds, I don't think there's any Sophic. I'm saying, guy says a minute, I think there's a Sophic, 30 seconds, a minute, a Sophic, after 2 minutes, I think it's really, really depends how many onions, how big the fire is, how much oil is going on over there. You have to ask, not just assume. And then, again, if you know for sure about there, you have to do the halacha. But if you're a Sophic, and there's a very important Be'er Yaakov over here, it's going to be the Maisi, it can be Michael. So again, the Negetu, Bishul does take away the Chufis in certain cases, the Negetu onions only at the end, and you have to judge each case specifically, Aleph, take away the Chufis. The second case over here, what about putting oil on top of it? Kamal Aruch HaShulchan, he says, he sends you the sugya of Shabbos by Ma'abed Simen Shin Chof Aleph. The loch over there is, you cannot salt your vegetables on Shabbos. Also, you can't salt your vegetables on Shabbos unless you have onions, radish, unless you put your salad, any salad, unless you put oil on top of it. Why? Because oil takes away the Shabbos over here. And therefore, Kamal Aruch HaShulchan, he sends you the loch over to Shabbos, just putting oil on top of your anything that's charif will take away the charif of the charifis, and the meiser will not be charif anymore. Aruch HaShulchan. Come on the Achoinim, who bring it down, the Dr. Chuvah, the Shulchan, says, let's analyze and think about it for a second. If you remember the Sugya and Shabbos over there by the Sugya of Ma'abed, why are you putting oil over there?
To weaken the salt.
No sheikh is over there to take away the charif of the charifis of the spices. And even they say it's a pel over here, what you're saying. What? Right. It's not coming to over here to weaken. The only time we can salt, not to take away the charifis over here. And Va'id says, where's the oil being? The oil being put on top, not being mixed inside. So what shaykh is? The Ibn Ikhdis from do not go like the Aruch HaShulchan that says you can be making with the case of Shem, and God says even the case of water, even that should be the same inside. The idea is, you should not take away the charifis, and get it still being charif over here. A third case, the case of charif, it's a mixture of charif and not charif. That we saw in the Ramon Simon's had a case in days. That brings down the Heta to Ruvais, which brought down by the Beis Yosef by us on Sif Gimel from the Rashban Shuv over here. The Rashban Shuv says when you have a mixture together, to be Charif has to be either Kuloi or Roiv Charif. If Roiv Lamaisa is not Charif, they will not have the Chumrah of Dava Charif. Now, first, what does that mean? If you think about it, you have 49% jalapeno, 51% vegetables, mice and water. I don't know, I wouldn't be able to eat it. Too Charif. Maestri, Yad Yudah says Avada doesn't mean Roiv as the technical boundaries over here. It means Avada depends on how strong the thing is, what's overwhelming what, how much the sweet thing over here is, what the mixture over here is. Avada means roi, meaning it really affected by it. It doesn't mean roi per se, as we know the number 51%, like bottle roi. It means the concept that it takes away the charifas. That's aleph. The second thing over here is that over the years, with all the different people, you have onions inside your salad. People tell me, what's the big deal? The salad's roi. Lavaya. So the ma'aseh, Parksham now, yesterday, I see the Tuf Tav Adas, which I'm called to report on the Dakachuva, Bali Chaylik. Also, the Shulchan went this way. The Allah Ma'aseh, when it says a Teruvah, means the Rajma's case is discussing when you have spices. The only thing you have spices is one dissolves inside the other, you have a mixture of here. Only inside a salad, it stands by itself. It's Oyim B'fneyatzmai. So, of course, when you're going to cook these onions or salad inside a pot, so the bliyas will go inside the onion and inside your salad, but the onions stand by itself, and it itself is Kharif. It's true, you might eat the onions with the rest of the salad, and the taste together gets mixed and intertwined. It's not as sharp, you don't mind it. But of course, when something stands by itself, will not have the heter of teruvahs. The whole story of the Ramah from the Rajput to be made on teruvahs is a case of spices. Things being cooked together, and the bliyas of tam being lispash b'shovel. But otherwise, when there's no lispash b'shovel or spices that won't affect another, it stands by itself, will not have the heter of teruvahs. So again, so it comes out to make these teruvahs, the three things.
Where's
one
the transfer of bliyas over there?
By which case?
If you just, by the cell in your sound.
There isn't, right?
There isn't, no transfer of bliyas.
So therefore it'll be machmir. There will be no heter of rave salad over the onions, or the onions stand by itself. There will not be this heter of Ramah. Correct. That means, number one, the heter of bishul, there is a heter out there, you have to apply it practically. Onions at the end, certainly getting no in between the yishlam. The heter of shem and the poskim can do not go with. The heter of rubas they go with, but the gate to spices, not negate the spices, of course, stand by itself will not have this heter.
Okay, what's the case? You cut the onion together with other pieces in the salad?
Well, you take any mixture and you cook it in a flesh pot.
No, without cooking. Tell me the third case.
In the third case, you take onions and you cook and you mix it. Any mix of onions and anything you want, onions and potatoes and eggs, and you cook it in a pot.
Yeah.
The pot's flesh sticks. Is it onions flesh sticks? Is anybody name a pot to make it a menu with onions? Well, teruvahs. So people tell me, I kept arguing with them, and I told them seichel, tell me the words.
So,
by eggs
they won't.
No, eggs, it'll come flesh onions.
Also, they stand by themselves. Also
yes, and, unless you really mince them. Otherwise, no, they stand by themselves.
What about the case of the Gemara? Case of the Gemara where they cut the lefes together with the...
We'll get to the lefes, and we'll get to the...
So lefes is something different than onions?
We'll see, it'll take away, there's something else, we'll get to lefes. That's next. That means, Besham, next Chabura, we'll go through the levels of what is Kharif, and again, so you have lefes. Also, we'll get to salad bars and cutting fish in the fish drawer with the knives. Besham, that's lovely.